Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into the world of Dutch podcasting, which, you know, a few of you have been asking about, and we're doing it through this show called, get this, Ongezout Lekker.
Ongezout Lekker.
Yeah. It means, and this is the best part, unsalted tasty.
Short laugh. Yeah. It's a great name. Really sums up the vibe, you know?
So unsalted tasty, what more could you ask for?
Right.
What we know so far is they've got six friends, no script, just hanging out, talking about, well, anything. Hmm. From what I've seen, it's kind of like a Dutch coffee talk, but with a lot more...
chaos.
Chaos is the perfect word. They actually call themselves a shit show sometimes in the episode descriptions.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, how can you not be intrigued?
Right. It's very upfront, very honest. And that really reflects a lot of Dutch media, to be honest. There's this, like, love of authenticity, you know, keeping things real.
Oh, for sure. And we've got some wild episode titles, too. Like, one is literally... 599 Chinese people in one swimming pool. I'm like, what happened in that pool?
I know, right? You just have to know. It's like they're daring you not to listen. Which, by the way, seems to be working. They've got a pretty dedicated fan base.
So from just these little snippets, we're already getting this sense of humor. Very self-aware, maybe a bit absurd.
Definitely absurd and, yeah, self-deprecating for sure. And that's pretty key to, like, Dutch humor in general. It's not all tulips and windmills, you know? There's this whole other side to it.
Okay. So we got unpolished, unscripted, and a dash of absurd humor. What else can we gather about Ongezout Lekker and its place in the Dutch podcasting scene from these clues we've got?
Well, one episode, and this is just like classic Ongezout Lekker, is called Bert Has a Lead Ditch, which I have no idea what that means.
Elditch. Is that even a word?
Right. And apparently one of the hosts, Bert, is a tattoo artist, and he actually gives another host live on the show a tattoo.
Whoa, hold on. He gave someone a tattoo while they were recording.
Yeah.
That's dedication. I mean, talk about commitment to the podcast.
That's Ongezout Lekker in a nutshell, though. It really shows how close they are. They're like family, and they're bringing their listeners into that. Like, you're part of the group. It's very intimate. And I think that intimacy, that realness, it's a big part of why people are drawn to them.
It's true. You don't see that every day. Especially in podcasts.
Not at all. It's so, like, raw and unfiltered.
Yeah, and speaking of unfiltered, what about this episode? The 5,999 Chinese people in one swimming pool.
What? Oh, right. That one. Well, from the description, it sounds like one of the hosts was telling a story, a true story, about this incredibly crowded swimming pool he saw in China, of course.
Of course. Where else?
And apparently it was just packed like you wouldn't believe.
See, that's what I love. These are the kind of stories you'd never hear on, like, a scripted show, you know?
Absolutely. It's all about spontaneity, just whatever comes up in the conversation.
And doesn't that play into that Dutch humor we were talking about? Like, yeah. Not taking yourself too seriously.
100%. It's that self-deprecating thing again, and also a good dose of finding the absurd funny.
The absurd, yeah. Which, let's be honest, life can be pretty absurd.
Totally. And they seem to embrace that, you know? Ongezout Lekker is like, life's a trip, let's just enjoy the ride. Which I think is kind of refreshing.
It is. It's like the opposite of all those perfectly curated online personalities.
Exactly. They're not afraid to be themselves, warts and all.
And speaking of warts and all, they don't shy away from, let's just say, adult themes either, right?
Right. The show is marked as explicit, which, again, kind of points to that Dutch openness.
Yeah, it's like... they're not just being authentic about who they are, but also about the conversations they're having.
And that's huge. Okay. Because it creates the space where people feel like they can actually, like, connect with what's being said, you know?
Totally. It's honest. And you don't always get that, especially in the world of podcasting, where everything can feel so polished and perfect.
Yeah. It's like they're saying, this is us, take it or leave it, which is a pretty powerful message, I think.
It really makes you think about what a podcast can be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always about, like, storytelling or having guests or whatever.
Right. It can just be about, like you said, that connection, that shared experience.
Exactly. And Ongezout Lekker, they've really tapped into that, haven't they? It's like you're right there in the room with them,
yeah,
laughing along with their weird stories.
And their weird inside jokes, probably. Like, I bet by now they have a whole language we wouldn't even understand.
Oh, I'm sure. But that's part of the charm, right? It's like you're part of this little inside group. And even if you don't get all the jokes, you still feel that sense of, I don't know, belonging maybe.
Yeah.
Like you're part of something, which, let's face it, that's something a lot of people are looking for these days. For sure. And they're doing it all through this this really specific brand of humor, you know, this like Dutch absurd self-deprecating thing.
Oh, absolutely. And we can't forget about that tattoo. That to me just sums up the whole Anja Zoutlekker experience. Like that actually happened on air.
I know. It's still blowing my mind. You know, it's funny. I thought we were going to be like analyzing Dutch podcasting trends, but this feels way more, I don't know, anthropological almost.
Totally. Like we took a deep dive into the heart of Dutch culture or something.
Exactly. The humor, the honesty, the importance of just being yourself, even if you're a little bit, well, a bit weird.
Which, let's be real, who isn't?
Exactly. And I think that's a good lesson for all of us, right? Maybe we could all use a little more Anja Zoutlekker in our lives. A little less polish, a little more realness. So there you have it, folks. That's Anja Zoutlekker, a show that is, well, exactly what it says on the tin. Unsalted and surprisingly tasty. Now, if you'd excuse me, I need to go find out what a lubadish is. Until next time, happy listening.